Hello, my name is Lawrence Wilson, and welcome to the final section of the book of Hebrews. We have made it through this incredible book. As we read the last few verses in Hebrews chapter 13, we see the author making a few final encouragements, a few final instructions that he gives to his readers. Let's start in verse 17. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. So in our last section, we saw how he encouraged these readers to follow the example that your leaders are setting for you in following Jesus Christ. Now he says, obey them. Do what they tell you to do. Listen to them. It's not talking about government leaders here. It's not talking about, you know, world leaders here. It's talking about the leaders in your church. Listen to them. Obey them. Do what they tell you to do. Why? Because they are keeping watch over your souls. That is the task that God has given to our pastors. That is the task that God has given to our elders, to the leaders of our churches, that they are to guard our souls. They have great concern for what happens to our spiritual health. You know, a doctor maybe is concerned about your physical or mental health. The pastor is concerned about your spiritual health. And so he says, by obeying them, then they can give an account to God for where you are at with joy. They can be excited about what they see in your life rather than having to be grieved at what they see happening in your life. In verse 18, he then says, pray for us, for we are sure that we have a clear conscience, desiring to act honorably in all things. I urge you the more earnestly to do this in order that I may be restored to you the sooner. So now maybe we see a slight hint here of who the author of the book of Hebrews is, because we know the Apostle Paul, in other letters that he has written, encourages his readers to pray for him. So now we see the author saying, pray for us, not just whoever's, maybe there were multiple people that took part in writing this, or maybe, you know, the author is writing this and he has a companion very close to him who these people also know. And he says, pray for us, you know, and more so that we can be restored to you. So the readers know this person very well. And then we see a benediction in verse 20. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Interesting, in the midst of this benediction, he kind of lays out a lot of the stuff that he's talked about all throughout the book and kind of summarizes it all in one nice, neat package here, right? We talked about the God of peace, who brought Jesus from the dead, Jesus being the great shepherd of the sheep, who brought his blood to start this eternal covenant, which is better than the old covenant. He's saying now, he's praying that God would then equip these readers, equip us to do his will, to work in us that which is pleasing in his sight, right? And we know again that we don't do this in our own power, but through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory, all glory, forever and ever. And then final greetings that he offers to them, or closing off this letter, in verse 21, he says, I appeal to you, brothers, bear with my word of exhortation. My word of exhortation, right? We think of this as a letter. He calls it a word of exhortation, or to put that in more modern terms, this is a sermon, right? This is a sermon in written form that he gives to them, right? That's what pastors or preachers are doing when they're preaching. They're exhorting, they're encouraging their listeners to a certain belief system, a certain way of life. And that's what he's done all throughout this. He said, I appeal to you, please, just bear with me, right? Bear with this sermon that I've given you in written form. This sermon that I've given you in letter you probably weren't asking for, you probably didn't want. You'd rather me have, you know, a much more personal or mushy letter of saying, oh, I miss you guys, hope you're doing well. But no, in the midst of this, I've been like, hey, watch out for what you're doing. Look to Jesus. I've kind of given you a little bit of heat here, a little bit of fire. And he says, bear with this word of exhortation, And this is one of probably the most interesting things to me, the most comical things to me in the entire book. He says, "For I have written to you briefly." How long has it taken us just to get through this book, this letter, right? And he says, "I've written to you briefly." I would hate to see what happened if he actually, you know, wrote a long letter. But he said in verse 23, "You should know that our brother Timothy has been released, with whom I shall see you if he comes soon." So now he's another connection maybe to Paul. He mentions Timothy, who was a close associate of Paul, and says he's recently been released. Hopefully he and I can come see you soon. "Greet all your leaders and all the saints. Those who come from Italy send you greetings. Grace be with all of you." And thus ends this incredible book of Hebrews. I hope and pray that you have been paying attention, that you have been digging deep and studying, because there's a lot of deep stuff in here. There's a lot of meat, as the author calls it, right, to be digested. And I hope and pray that you've taken the time to do some of the study. Go back and look at some of the passages that were quoted from the Old Testament, right? Think about the work of Christ on our behalf, how he serves as our high priest, right? I hope and pray that you have found this an incredible journey. I know that I have even learned some things in presenting these videos, presenting this material to you. And I hope and pray above all things that we learn through this book how to persevere through hard times, how to encourage each other. Do not forsake assembling together amongst ourselves, but to learn how to come together to encourage each other. And all the more as we see Christ return, the day of Christ's return, the day of God's judgment on the earth, right? We remember our Lord is a consuming fire. I hope that we continue to help each other, encourage each other to grow in our faith. Thank you for listening, and God bless.